Hi, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Andrew.
Sound the battle cry.
Two men.
15 minutes.
Eternal impact.
Welcome to Text Talk.
For the Lord, gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone. Rest your cause upon
Happy Wednesday, Edwin.
Happy Wednesday, Andrew.
Buddy, I got some great socks that I'm wearing today.
What?
Wednesday socks.
What you got?
I've got these socks here that talk about Jesus.
Well, how about that? What do they say about him?
Coffee gets me started and Jesus keeps me going.
Okay. All right.
Which certainly works for this this podcast a lot, doesn't it?
Well, I do see you have your cup of coffee.
I got to have my coffee. We're talking about Jesus.
That allows us to get these eyes open and turn the mics on and just even be able to form words.
It really does.
But
it really does.
Hopefully it's the word of Jesus that carries us through the conversation, though.
The people listening to this podcast and they think, oh, I'm driving. I'm trying to stay awake. I feel your pain. I'm right with you. We're in this together.
That's funny. Well, now I feel, well, I don't know how I feel. My socks are just Garfield socks.
Just Garfield?
Yeah, Garfield is like scratching on a wall, crawling, you know.
That's more like Monday socks,
that's
right?
Monday socks. Nails on the wall. All right, let's talk about Smyrna today in Revelation chapter 2. Smyrna is fantastic.
It is.
Here is the bride actually prepared, and yet, there's still concern. And so the groom writes this letter to this manifestation of his bride to offer a warning, despite how great she's doing right now. So I'm going to begin in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 8. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, the words of the first and the last who died and came to life. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you're about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death.
Ooh, it ends with a warning about the second death. That's something you got to get to the end of Revelation to,
well, that's exactly
to understand.
Right.
What's that about?
Well, and I think that's why it's important. I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. If one of our listeners did not catch that before we even got started, we had an entire reading of the book of Revelation. You can go back before week one. That's an episode there. It only takes about an hour. Listen to the whole thing. Or find your favorite Bible software that has it in audio. You don't have to listen to me reading it. But get the whole thing in. Or just read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because some of this, it is. It's like we get to the end and, that now tells me what we were talking about at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So some really good stuff there. Now, I know that you've done some study on Smyrna. I know a few years ago when we had some series on this, this was the one that you studied. So I'd love to hear from you what you're getting out of this letter.
I love to dig into a little bit the name of Smyrna. Smyrna comes from the same root as myrrh. And
as in like myrrh and frankincense and
exactly that, this very precious spice.
Okay.
And this very precious spice that put off a wonderful odor and the Jews loved it. The way you harvested myrrh, though, is that here is this hard wood reedy tree that needed to be crushed to get the sap and the resin out of it.
Wow.
Where the good smell was. Mm. And that's kind of like what Smyrna is facing right here, that they are going through a testing. They're going through a crushing. And what kind of fragrance is being released? And it is a good fragrance. This is the church out of all of these seven churches of Asia that really seems to be in the best place spiritually and relationally with the Lord. And yet, because of this spiritual strength, they are on the radar of the devil. In fact, they are right in his crosshairs. And the Lord is warning them, you have been faithful, but there is coming a testing now. And the devil is behind this testing. It's being allowed that there's going to be tribulation and there's going to be even jail. And he encourages them, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. This idea of being faithful unto death, it's not until.
Yeah.
You know, I often am reading from the New King James Version, and they chose until.
Yeah.
But it is unto.
Right.
And the idea is up to and including death all the way to the end through all of it.
And is it that, so that concept of unto death, it's not just, hey, do it your whole life when you die of natural causes at old age. I mean, yes, if that's how you die,
I mean,
do
you
it
could
till
die
then.
That way, sure.
But it's also be faithful even if faithfulness gets you killed, right? Be
that's
faithful
exactly
unto
right.
even if they're going to kill you for your faithfulness.
Don't recant, don't give it up.
Yeah.
You know, this is the martyr's heart, right? This is the martyr's example. I will be faithful unto death. And he promises him the crown of life. You have this
wow
contrast here. The faithfulness leads to the crown of life, but
yeah,
those who falter, what's he warn them about? The second death.
Right.
Which is about an eternal separation in a lake of fire that you read about later on in the book of Revelation.
And the promise is, if you're faithful unto death, mm-hmm, that's the first death.
Yeah.
But that death cannot stop God's love.
That's right.
That death does not come between us and the love of Jesus Christ. Here he's pointing out to his bride, he says, you are faithful, and you're, and this is what gets me.
Mm-hmm.
We might think this is what everyone's expecting, and this is what Revelation is all about. There's the expectation that if I'm being the good bride, if I'm being faithful and loyal and true, shouldn't everything just be easy? Shouldn't all yeah the obstacles just be removed out of my way? And Jesus points out that's not the way it always is. In fact, I kind of liked the way you described it, is that now there's a target.
Mm-hmm.
Now Satan's got them in their crosshairs. It's like, okay, here's where the bride is really being what the bride is supposed to be, and I am going to turn everything I can against her to get her to turn away,
yeah,
to get her to fall, to get her to become disloyal, to get her to defect to the other side. Again, throughout Revelation, there's the mixed metaphors, whether we're talking about the city,
mm-hmm,
that someone within the city might defect and betray to the enemy kingdom, or we're talking about the bride being loyal, faithful, and true, rather than being led to harlotry and immorality.
Yeah.
And this is what the enemy is going to do. He's going to attack. And Jesus says, no, you need to be prepared. It's, mm-hmm, it's almost like Smyrna is the book of Revelation in a little bit of microcosm.
Okay.
It's the whole thing
okay
all in one little letter. You guys are doing okay right now, but understand that doesn't mean everything's about to be easy. Actually, it's going to get hard. It's going to get very hard, but you're going to be tested for 10 days.
Well, yeah. So talking about that for just a moment, he does tell them that there is this testing. But he's also giving them the sense of, but it's not forever.
It's not forever.
Yeah.
It's not forever. So to me, what I see is kind of a mixing here. The number 10,
mm-hmm,
we should not see this as literal, that somehow the church at Smyrna was going to have, it's going to start on Monday and it's going to be over,
in
you
a
know,
week
a week
and a
half.
Half.
You know, guys, don't worry. It's just a week and a half. But that number of 10 is the idea. Look, it's going to be a complete testing.
Right.
This is not easy. It's not. It's not something that you guys should dismiss. You need to get prepared for this. But it is 10
days.
He ties it with days, not weeks, not months, not years,
not
decades,
years,
not a thousand years. It's 10 days. So,
right.
So and look, by the grace of God, I think we all realize, okay, if it's just 10 days, I can do that. I can do that for 10 days. If they're going to throw me in prison, I can handle prison for 10 days. If they're going to torture me, I can handle that for 10 days. If they're going to cancel me, I can handle that for 10 days. Now, again, it's not literal, but it is that notion of I'm relying on God. I can do that. I can hang on a little longer. Because in the end, God wins.
Now, I will say this, that when you take that with the be faithful unto death,
yeah,
and I will give you the crown of life,
yeah,
your 10 days may end with your death.
With execution.
With execution and the martyr's death.
Which reminds me.
But it does end.
Which reminds me, and I think we've said this in our conversations before, that does remind me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they're being
yeah
told, we're going to throw you into this fire. And their response to Nebuchadnezzar is, look, our God can deliver us from this fire,
sure,
but if not, he will deliver us from you.
Right.
That there's the recognition that they're either going to be delivered through the fire or they're
yeah
going to be delivered
from
by the fire, from yeah the fire, from however you want to say it. Yeah,
yeah,
delivered from the fire, delivered through the fire. That's the way I want to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
They can be delivered from the fire, they can survive, which of course in that case is what
that's
happened.
That's what happened.
But if it kills them, they are delivered through or by the fire from Nebuchadnezzar. And that's one of the things. And Revelation is full of that. Revelation
yeah
is full of that imagery that death doesn't stop our victory.
Mm-hmm.
Death is just another path
well
to our victory.
It is the door to the victory because ultimately that's what the victory is. It is to be with Christ and in his kingdom and glorified. As long as we tarry on this planet, and you know, life is good and I'm thankful for the good life from God, but as long as we tarry here, we do not have the reward. We do not have the victory. There is going to be trial and testing and tribulation and hardship and suffering. When are we made whole? When is, you know, every tear wiped from our eye? It's when we are with him.
We said on Monday that Jesus particularly chose his description of himself at the beginning of each letter most of the time because it tied to what he says in the letter. I want us to see this. What he promises is you are going to be tested. You need to be faithful unto death. And if you are, I will give you the crown of life. Mm-hmm. And then he warns about the second death or promises victory over the second death for those who are faithful. But remember what he said about himself. He is the one in this letter. Verse 8, the words of the first and the last. I'll get it out. The words of the first and the last who died and came to life. Mm-hmm. Listen, we have a groom who can make good on this promise.
Yeah.
He has already defeated death.
Yes.
He has the keys of death and Hades. He went into the grave. He was faithful unto death. He's not asking of his bride something he did not do himself.
Right.
It's not, hey, do what I say, not what I do. He was faithful unto death.
Yes.
And on the third day, he arose.
Amen.
The crown of life, victory. And what he says to his bride is, I will bring the same victory to mm-hmm. you, but you're going to walk the same path I walked.
Right.
Will you walk this path with me? Will you face death with me?
Mm-hmm.
Will you hang on to me while you go, even to death?
Yeah.
He says, this is what's coming, but I promise you, you stay with me, you hang on to my hand, and you're still going to make it to that wedding feast.
Yeah.
You're still going to be a part of the marriage. You're still going to be a part of the victorious bride. Because I will get you there. That's the message of Jesus here.
And so this is a message to a persecuted church, and we can reflect upon that. When we get crushed by tribulation and by trial, what kind of fragrance are we going to bring to the Lord? And I hope it'll be a sweet one of honor and love and faithfulness, just like the church at Smyrna.
Boy, you saying that, before we wrap up, that reminds me in 2 Corinthians when Paul talks about the fact that as we are being led in triumph, that we set off, there is an odor, smell, a fragrance. To some people, it is the smell of death unto death, mm-hmm. and to others, it's a smell of life unto life. And there's some people that aren't going to get it. They're going to see what the church is suffering, and they're going to say, you guys are losing, and that stinks of death, and I don't want a part of that.
Right.
But there's others who realize, no, through Jesus, this is actually the fragrance of life unto life. This is the fragrance of victory, and it's really going to depend on, do we believe Jesus is the one who died and then lives again?
A well-pleasing aroma to the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we need to go ahead and wrap up. Why don't you lead us out?
Our great God and Father, thank you, Lord, for today. Father, whatever we might be facing today, because we are Christians, we pray that we might face it in a great faith and appreciate that we want to confess that we are Christians and never take that back. Father, may we have the faith and the courage, the devotion to be faithful unto death and enjoy the crown of life that only you give in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for talking about the text with us today. I'm Edwin Crozier, and I'd like to invite you to join the Christians who meet on Livingston Avenue in Lutz, Florida, this Sunday for our Bible classes and worship. You can find out more at ChristiansMeetHere.org. Check out our daily written devotional that goes along with today's episode. You can find a link for it in our show notes. Michael Eldridge sang all four parts of our theme song. You can get more from him at acapeldridge.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review Text Talk in your favorite podcast app so others can find it and learn about it more easily. Have a fantastic day.
Steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throne.